And I said, honey, what is it? She said, oh, nothing.
She said, no, Mervin?
She said, Mel?
Mervin?
She said,
who's Julie?
Lord, you stutter about talking. I mean, it took me an hour and a half to tell her that Julie was a racehorse up in Kentucky. Now, about 3 days later, I came home from work, and I said, honey, have I had any messages today? And she said, yes, Mervin. Mel, you're a racehorse called today. Collect. So, I hope that never happens to anybody out there, but if it does, you'd better sit down and write a song like this so you can get out of jail. Across the table, over coffee, just this morning. My woman caught me by surprise, without a warning. She said, honey, you talk in your sleep. And then she began to weep. She said, tell me now and tell me truly. Who's Julie? Oh, tell me now. With a blank look on my checkbook, I searched my mind for an answer or an excuse of some kind. But the words wouldn't come and my mind went blank. Slowly my head just shrank and she said, honey, you know I love you truly. Who's Julie? Oh, Julie, what's this hold you've got on me? No, you should not be here, Julie.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
What's your problem?
I don't believe it.
Tom!
Oh, God.
This is your conscience speaking. And you know, Tom, what you just told these people is a bold crotch lie. And you know, Tom, that when you tell lies, the boogeyman's gonna get you, Tom. And your nose is gonna grow.
And you can't afford that, Tom. I'm telling you, I've looked at your bank account.
But consciousness. Consciousness is leaving me. But conscience, I know it's a lie, a fib, and a fairy tale.
You ought to know.
But it's a professional lie that professional entertainers like myself will sometimes use these lies to spice up our stories.
Bullshit.
You mean horseshit, right?
Bullshit.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, I was going to tell everybody out there the honest as Holy Moses truth. Holy moly. I've got a 7-year-old daughter. She's 8 years old. She's in the 12th grade. She's going to...
Bullshit!
She'll be 13 next
Bullshit.
Week. But anyway, her name is Carrie April Maria Anna July Gwinnett. Athenia.
Bethenia.
Bethane. And sometimes I call her Julie.
You're a goddamn liar.
I'd like to say Julie's just a friend of mine.
I just bet you would.
But I know that would not satisfy your mind.
Boogeyman's gonna get you.
You see, Julie gave me something that you did not. She remembered what you forgot. Sorry, I'm sorry, I've got to tell you so cruelly. Cause who's Julie? Whoa, tell me now. Will the real Julie please stand up?